sounded like there were also some stormwater conveyance drainage issues that they have currently that we would, partner with them on to fix. And then we would also participate in, the annual maintenance of that pond as well. And then there was also discussion, the current parcel doesn't quite go all the way to Riverwood Boulevard. It stops slightly short, which is property owned by the condo development. So there was discussion as well as potentially obtaining a parking easement on the east side, or potentially just purchasing that sliver of property, since it really doesn't hold much value for them. And then as far as the process, we'd potentially be looking to go down the road of a rezone for this parcel. Currently the property is zoned B4. We'd be looking to potentially amend plan development, I believe it's number 10, which is the zoning for the parcels to the north and I believe to the west, and amend the PDD to accept this property, and then hopefully request the allowance of this use as well as some other exceptions that we might need. So that's kind of an overview of the project itself. Again, we're just looking for some initial feedback on the use on this property, any comments you might have on our site plan. I'll have Ratchet just kind of discuss I guess your company, hotels, sure. A little bit.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Well, I wanted to, start by thanking the city of Franklin to accommodate us so quickly. Apparently, we were on the schedule last Common Council meeting, which was very refreshing, but I had some pre-scheduled events. I couldn't make it, so I really appreciate you guys working so quickly through this. So, we're looking into putting a hotel at 3130 Rawson Avenue. The site is very close to the highway, so it has access to the highway, close to the Northwestern Mutual facility. There's a surgery center right across it, and there's a lot of commercial development right next to it. So we feel that location being, very close to not only the airport, but growth that is happening in that area in general, or 94 corridor, is going to bring business into the hotel, and in turn contribute more taxes to the city of Franklin. Odyssey Hotels is a company based out of Chicago. We have hotels in the Midwest, and we only work with brands like Marriott, Hilton, and IHG. We're looking into potentially doing some work with Hyatt. So our focus is more limited service hotels. We don't focus on full service hotels, which require food and beverage. These are limited service, like the likes of Hampton, Residence Inn, Town Place Suites, Homewood Suites. Those are the brands we work with, and the thought process is, once we get some blessings from this meeting and we take it to the next level of getting approvals, I can work on trying to select a brand or narrow down a bunch of brands that we can get some competition and get the right brand at that location.
Okay, thank you. Now, have you had an opportunity, I'm sure you have, you've had an opportunity to meet with the alderwoman of the district?
Yeah, so, when this process started, the staff kind of gave us some guidance of how to approach this whole thing, and I think we started off with conversations with the staff. They directed us to alderperson Kristen, so we've been working with her. She suggested a few other sites that I looked at, but they didn't seem to fit the mold. And also then she got us in touch with the condo association, the Indian Creek. We had dialogues with them, and they were very receptive to the whole concept of hotel being there. They had certain things that they wanted to make sure when the site plan is developed, those conditions, not conditions, I mean, those things be taken into consideration, and an email was sent by us after that meeting that we copied on the concept review, if you see that. There's certain items they want. But they were really excited about having a hotel there. In fact, they thought that a hotel would be a really good sound barrier for them because they get highway noise, so they thought that a building of four floors would absorb a lot of noise. And I think they have a pond association, and I think they would appreciate someone to come in and not only help, but, you know, participate in that to decrease their costs.
Alderwoman.
Yeah, so one of their challenges is the small site area. And so that was, in order to save them space, is why I directed them to the association for that pond association. The condo association sort of got stuck with maintaining it for Lowe's, Goodwill, the Gander Mountain Building, all of that. And it all feeds into the homeowners association's pond, which they're trying to struggle with that. I didn't know, and maybe Mr. Deedle, are you aware if the pond association would need sign-off from Lowe's and some of the other, since they feed into that? That's something to make a note to look into, because I do.
I might have a little bit of color to that. So I think, to your point, we had asked them to get it. So they apparently have a pond association committee. Mm-hmm. And the person who was heading the pond association committee is leaving the building. So they suggested that they will get someone in touch with us at the appropriate time, and we'll be just joining the pond association committee as another member. And then it's possible, based on what we discussed with them, we might be able to help them with the dredging that Jason mentioned. So that would help alleviate some of the issues they're having. Otherwise, the pond's pretty stable. That's what they indicated.
Yeah, I think they should ask you to just take it over.
<That's>
to eliminate that whole problem for them, because they really aren't...
Equipped, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And that, I think that would go a long way for all the residents, because one of my concerns still that's outstanding is, while you were able to meet with some of the board, Camco, the management company, has never contacted me back. And I've emailed them several times. So
I think they were looking into transitioning into a different management company as well.
I can understand why.
Right.
Yeah.
So I gave them some referrals for some of their, you know, issues with the management company, and also they had some roofing issues. So we gave them some referrals with the contractors that we work with.
It sounds like it could be a really good partnership if you work out all the details.
Right.
So let's see. As far as which brand you could go with, which one would require the most parking?
Well, I think we had multiple site plans, and that's one of the challenges we're going to have when we get approvals, is we don't know which brand we're going to go with. So our thought process is to put the maximum site and maximize the parking. So that's what we're showing. So if we don't go with this brand, the other brand is going to be smaller. So, I mean, what I mean by smaller, the site plan would be smaller. So this is kind of the, is that right, Jason? You want to kind of talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're showing kind of the maximum building room size that the site can support. I mean, we've got to provide the parking, we've got to provide the drive aisles. We know we'll have some conservancy setbacks on the north side. You know, and a key part of this is working with Indian Creek on the east side of the property to work with them either with an easement or obtaining that piece of sliver along Riverwood to aid us in the development of parking.
Yeah, I think it's really important to continue to work with the association and try to get as many people inside the building a part of. What you don't want is last minute a bunch of them get together and then they try to block your rezoning and that. So so you can get buildings on board. There's several buildings, and I don't know who it's kind
of. Yeah, they were three individuals at the meeting. I know, Anil, do you know the names of the people?
Bill.
Bill is, I think, the head of or president of the association, and there were two other members of the association. So they spent about an hour and a half with us going over all the issues that they were facing, and they were pretty excited. I mean, I didn't see any resistance from them, and I think the other thing is they were very excited about potentially selling that component. I was looking for an easement, but they apparently want to potentially part ways with it. So we are probably going to propose to them, once we get approval, a contract that would, look into acquiring that piece of parcel.
So So you talked about needing additional land from the DOT possibly in the staff's write-up. Have they discussed that with you about staff says they may need to acquire additional land from the DOT to meet the landscape ratios? Was that done on a different parcel? Or I guess are they going to be able to meet the landscape ratios, do you honest with you?
Probably not, but as a PDD, they could propose whatever they wanted, and if the council accepted it, that's what they would have to do.
And then I noticed the association wanted you to keep a shrub area behind, but
yes.
A quality look of that might, provide where you could actually have better screening. Typically, it's probably an area that just floods to go, and it could be all buffalo, so I haven't looked at it, but maybe that might be something you want to look into. Well, they might want to keep it if you could provide maybe something more year-round.
Right.
Whatever reason, I don't know what's there.
Yeah, I mean, that's
that
item number one on the
Yeah, that was yeah. That was one of the things that were discussed at the meeting with Indian Creek. You know, they wanted to see the building pushed as far south and west as possible, as well as maintaining, they've got somewhat of a buffer there already.
A tree line. Yeah,
maintaining as much of that as possible and enhancing it.
I just didn't remember anything special in there. It's kind of
there might not
garage
be,
is up against the back of there.
Right. But there's some
garage.
Tall trees out there that that are there. So they wanted to make sure that that was not, disturbed, if you will. And
Mr. Dito is really good at looking at buffers and landscapes, so I'm pretty confident that you can meet that.
Right.
I do want to pay attention to the lighting on the area because while they might like it now, once the lights go up, it's always a spillover, so you have to make sure that your lighting is low and not going to intrude, especially as it's going to be a tall building and you've got another tall building next to you, and the light could be shining off into a condo.
Yeah, and that I think was addressed in item number 2 or 3 where we had proposed, about the lighting.
Mm-hmm. I feel the site is very tight. I haven't heard a lot of opposition to the project from the people I've talked to. I did notify some of the nearby neighbors, the homes and businesses I'm sure are going to mine, and then basically just have the association as your nearest neighbor, so I don't have any other questions at this time, and I guess I'd like to hear from some of the other
Alderman Barber.
I like the fact that I'm hearing that you've done some homework on this in advance, and I'm liking the fact that there are some positive aspects to this that you can build on, so at this point I'm not having any issues but waiting to see what fully develops and what you can come back with. I don't have any negatives right now for it.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Alderman
Nelson. I'll go with Nelson.
How about Nelson?
Thank you as well as coming forth with this information. I think it's very relevant, and I do have no problems with it.
And, this was a staff recommendation. They suggested before we go through the ordeal, because we were under tight deadlines in terms of getting the... Because, see, at this stage, I'm doing a land purchase, and I want to make sure that the land usage allows a hotel, because that's really my intent is to build a hotel. So staff suggested this would be a good approach to, just get the blessing from you guys before we move forward to the next step.
Well, you're going through a land purchase, but there's contingencies on that to be, don't you have to go to plan first?
Yeah.
Buy the land until you
go through
plan.
No, we have it under contract, and I think the idea is I don't purchase it if there's issues from the city, and also, I don't get the right franchises in place. So.
Correct.
Yeah, the idea being just, coming to you at a concept level before we get too deep in engineering and architecture and things that just make sure the idea wants the idea off you from a use standpoint. So.
Well, it sounds like you, as the Alderman mentioned, and I'll let Alderman Taylor wrap. Well, I'll let Alderman Taylor wrap up, go first, and then I'll wrap up.
Assessed value. What's the assessed value of the property?
I don't know off the top of my head.
You don't know what it's going to be. You're building a hotel. You don't know what the assessed value, what's the structure, how many millions of dollars is it?
I mean, it can range based on room, brand, and so it varies. It could go from anywhere to $8 to $10 million, $11 million.
Right. That's something for a range. It's a commercial area.
Yeah.
Lowe's and everything to the east of it.
Yeah.
Ross, we've heard Alderman Wilhelm talk about what should have been built up and down Rawson Avenue instead of stormwater ponds and residential. So here you go. That's what you've been asking for.
Alderman Mayor.
I think this is a great development. I think it's in the right place. I think it'll be a welcome addition to the city. Fully support. The Alderman of the district supports it, so I support it. I would recommend Riverwood. You have a curb cut in there. I'm sure the fire department's going to ask about you as well. Just keep in mind you're going to lose parking spaces when you do that. Plan on that.
Yep.
At what point in the process do you pick a brand, or does a brand pick you?
We have to get site control, which we have. We want to make sure there are no issues from the city, so we'll have to get the proper zoning. While we're working on the zoning, we'll be approaching different brands. I've already had initial discussions, so you know we're going to filter through different brands and figure out what's the best fit there.
So you build it for a brand, you don't build it then?
That is correct. I mean, okay. You know, we only work with Odyssey, works with Marriott, Hilton, IHG, and Hyatt brands. So those are the only brands we work with. So it'd be one of those brands and one of their product. Because the brand, like Marriott, has so many hotel types or product types, like, you know, a Town Place Suites, a Residence Inn, Fairfield, a Ritz-Carlton. That's all part of Marriott brands. So we'll have to figure out which brand product suits the site.
So you guys are looking at all surface parking, no underground parking?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and just to give you an idea of some of the brands, this is the latest prototype for the Holiday Inn Express and Suites. Other ones that may be a possibility. And also a Hilton brand as well. This one being a true brand. So.
That's one of their new products.
Okay.
No. Well, I mean, we don't work with those brands. So, I mean, if I don't get the brand, I'm
just not going to get that on the record.
Yes, absolutely. Not a problem.
Okay. Seeing no other questions, I think thank you, gentlemen, for bringing this project to us, and we look forward to seeing how things develop through plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Item G5 is another concept review of a proposed mixed-use development comprised of a three-story, 10-unit commercial live/work building, two three-story, 9-unit townhouse buildings, and one three-story, 11-unit townhouse building that would be located off of about 7220 West Ryan Road. Lemke Properties, LLC owner. So, gentlemen.
Okay, my name is Doug Gallus. I'm the principal with Gallus Architects at 214 North 76th Street, Milwaukee. I'm the architect on the project.
And Paul, why don't you give us your name and address for the record as well?
My name is Paul Edgem, 8459 South River Terrace, Franklin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Who's going to go first?
Begin with, I'll just show you. Here's the general location of the site. Please.
Speak into the microphone, Mr.
This is the general location of the site. It's on the north side of Ryan Road, just east of 76th Street. That's the location. This is the actual site. It's 300 by 550, approximately 3.7 acres. There's currently a single-family dwelling on the site. Currently, the property is zoned for multifamily, but we understand that the master plan for the city would like to see mostly Ryan Road developed in a commercial nature. So this is why we looked at this parcel as a mixed-use parcel, where we could have commercial development on the frontage to Ryan Road, and that's why we're proposing, and I've done quite a few of these things in the city of Milwaukee in the urban developments, and we realize that as Franklin develops out this direction along Ryan Road, there is going to be a lot of commercial development along that. But what we found is that currently a lot of the trends have been with people getting laid off from companies and being entrepreneurial, have developed home businesses and are working out of their homes and so forth. But we're finding in the urban areas that they would like a little more commercial frontage, somebody having a jewelry store or something like that, or even a tax office out of their house in, say, Tuckaway Shores or someplace like that, is not conducive to general traffic. I mean, it's not a storefront. It may be a destination place. So there's a lot of interest in live-work type units where a person can have their business, a husband and wife or one or two employees possibly, with exposure and frontage to that. So what we're proposing here is 10 commercial units with fronting along Ryan Road that would be commercial units, and then two floors of townhouse residential above that. So somebody could buy this or rent this, have their business there on the grade level with their living quarters above. And then we're also proposing that there be additional residential units to the rear of this. So here is the site plan that we're proposing, where we have the commercial units along Ryan Road. There would be two access into the site. I don't know whether the state be a curb cut on Ryan Road, but this would be the primary access to the site. So this would be the commercial live-work units here with three additional townhouse-type units on the back here in a courtyard-type configuration, where we would have a detention pond in the middle with perhaps a fountain and a gazebo and fully landscaped and having guest parking there. Each of the residential condominium units, as well as the commercial for the living area, would have two-car garages on the grade level with two surface parking for that, and then there would be additional guest parking in the courtyard area.